This is Dakota Datebook for October 4th. President Franklin Roosevelt was on the move in the fall of 1937, embarking on a cross-country railroad trip to assess the needs of the nation. Scheduled to make several speeches during his trip, his staff described the journey as more intake than outage. Roosevelt aimed to meet local officials and assess the needs of the American people as the Great Depression persisted. In September, North Dakota Adjutant General Edwards issued orders to six companies of the North Dakota National Guard, directing them to assist Grand Forks police in managing the expected crowds during Roosevelt's visit. Edwards met with the Grand Forks police chief and the Secret Service to develop a plan that would use the Guard to control the crowds and protect the president. On this date, in 1937, Roosevelt made a stop in Fargo, where he was introduced by Governor William Langer. He was greeted by a large and enthusiastic crowd. His train then traveled to Grand Forks, where National Guardsmen lined the streets as he took a driving tour of the city. The presidential excursion crossed the Red River to visit East Grand Forks, where Roosevelt waved to the massive crowds that had gathered to greet him. He was welcomed by 17 bands stationed along his route. Roosevelt then visited the campus of the University of North Dakota, where he was welcomed by President John C. West and members of the faculty. The president then traveled to the fairgrounds, where he dedicated the new grandstand. A crowd estimated at 35,000 gathered to hear him. Once again, Roosevelt was introduced by Governor Langer, who called the president the great friend of the people, not only of the northwestern part of the United States, but of Canada as well. As Roosevelt addressed the assembled crowd, he remarked that if he lived to the age of 80, "I hope that I will have the same spirit that still seeks better things for my neighbors." He praised farmers and their role in the nation's health and concluded his speech by telling the crowd, "I am happy to come back to North Dakota, and I hope that the coming year will bring you still further along the road to prosperity." Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.